Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Turn your Bible to the book of Psalms. Chapter 85, verse number 6. I am amazed how much revelation the Lord has been giving me from just one verse. See how big the Bible is, and God will give me just a verse, and then I begin to tear it apart. Then it will show you, say, look at this, look at that, consider that, explain this. The book is Psalms, chapter 85, verse number 6. The Bible says, will thou not revive us again? So today we are talking about revival for Central Louisiana. The word of God say, will thou not revive us again? Why? That your people may rejoice in thee. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are so grateful. Thank you, O God, for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to have a revival. Holy Spirit, I need your help this morning. religion and tradition have messed up this thing called revival. Release me to teach your word. Help our hearing this morning. Help our understanding this morning. Change the situation here in Central Louisiana for your glory. We need you, Lord, in times like this. We need revival. Glorify yourself in this house. Let your anointing flow freely, unhindered, without any interruption. Use your servant as an oracle of God. Now I step back that you may step up. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion this morning is titled, An Invitation to Revival. I want to invite all of you to join me in having a revival. Please permit me to give you the background to this message. Why am I preaching about revival? The simple answer to that is that there is a lot going on in Central Louisiana. Am I right about it? So God commanded me to go and proclaim his gospel that this community needs not a program, but a true revival. You know what is going on. I don't need to remind you that there's a lot of killing going on. There's a lot of shooting going on. You know what is going on. A lot of our churches are virtually empty. You know what is going on. Our schools are in trouble. Even our government are struggling. And don't forget our homes. The enemy is having a field day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a revival. I was seeking the Lord concerning all these challenges. Just like we have doctors, we have politicians, we have business people, we have preachers, we have prophets and apostles, all these fivefold ministries. Our job is to seek God and say, what is the answer? Just like the police, they're doing their part, the politicians doing their part, a man or woman of God must do his own part. Now you see why I am talking about revival. God said to me, you need a revival in your community. God said to me, go out there and teach about revival and push for revival and pray for revival. Then you will see a change in your community. So I am on an assignment by Almighty God concerning the need for a revival. Please take note. If you have to understand revival, my assignment today is to tell you what it is, why do we need a revival, and how can we get a revival. So I will tell you what revival is, why we need one, and how we can get revival. Let me start out by letting you all know what revival is. You think you know, but no, you've been having programs, not revival. In all you're getting, the word of God say, get understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, revival means to bring back to life when something is dead. Revival is for what church had before and church lost it, and we are trying to revive it back. Revival is concerning something that we lost, something that died in our hand. And take note, if you're going to bring something back to life, it means that something is dead. Revival, therefore, is the remedy for anything that church had before, but we lost it. Are you still here? One thing that the church, especially black churches, yes, I'll say, one thing that we had before and we lost it is life. We need revival. If you don't believe me, go to different churches. Just sit around and watch and see if you can find life. And call me and report back to me. You'll be surprised how many churches you can go to and you'll find no life. Yes, I said it. Somebody needs to tell the truth. And that is why the book I just read to your hearing this morning is very important. The question is asked of God, Lord, will you revive us again? That word again means we used to have it. And then the scripture explained why we need revival again. He said, so that your people can live in joy. So that your people can live and be at peace. We need revival. We need revival so that Central Louisiana can be at peace. We need revival so that God's people in this community can live in unity. We need a revival so that people can live peacefully in their home. So the question this morning is very simple. What did the church had before that we lost? You don't do a revival not knowing what you lost. You're just having a program. And you will have a good time, and people come defeated and they go home defeated again. And it's business as usual. The question must be asked, what is it as the body of Christ that we had before, but we lost it. The truth be told, many churches are dead. The truth be told, many Christians, they are walking around, but they are dead. So the purpose of revival is to bring back to life that which is dead. Say, I got it. Why is that important? Because wherever there is life, things grow. Am I right about it? If you, I have a plant in my office, and bless God, one of my friends came in and noticed my plant is dead. It hasn't been watered. Oh, glory. No sunlight to breathe. So the poor plant died. That's what happens to churches. And whenever there is something you had before and it died, the remedy is a revival. Ladies and gentlemen, revival, therefore, is important because it brings life. It brings change. Revival will bring deliverance to the community. Revival will bring healing to the church. It's an insult to God for somebody to be sick and not be healed in the house of God. We need revival. If there is no revival, people will stay dead. If there is no revival, people will stay lukewarm. By the way, just for understanding, there's a difference between outpouring and revival. You know, I have to do this because hundreds and thousands of people are listening to this message. It's not just for your consumption, you know. I love you, but the Lord has enlarged my territory. There is a difference between outpouring. What you witness in the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost, that was an outpouring, not a revival. Brother Pastor, so what is the difference? An outpouring is something that comes from above. A revival is something that comes from the heart. Are you still here this morning? An outpouring is something that comes from outside. On that day of Pentecost, they were at one place, one mind, one accord. And God, from outside, poured out his spirit upon them. But revival is from within you. In order for you and me to change, in order for you to change any person, you don't change a person from outside. It's an inside job. Are you all still here this morning? All revival starts from the heart. And God wants to change your heart. God wants to change my heart. Why? Because the heart is the place where God hangs out. Can you handle the truth this morning? The truth be told, too many people, everybody got a heart, But too many people, their heart is broken. Am I telling the truth about it? Too many people, their heart is grieved this morning. You'll be amazed how many people sit in the house of God. Some are listening to me on radio, watching me on television, on social media platform, but their heart is tormented. We need revival. The heart is the center of your real being. That is why Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And he has anointed me to preach the gospel and to heal the brokenhearted. Are you all still here this morning? Revival starts from the heart. Why is that important? Because if you allow God, if I allow God to revive me and change my heart, a changed person can change his family. One changed person can change our city. One changed person can change our parish. One changed man or woman can change our whole state. In fact, a changed man, a changed woman can change our whole nation. So I ask the question again, what is it that the church had before that we lost it and we need God to revive us? Bring that thing to life. If you're making note, I said the first thing is life. Do you remember in your own lifetime how you can go to the church and you can felt the power of God? Another thing that we had before, but we lost it, is the presence of God. Now you understand why the word of God says we are having a form of godliness, but we are denying the power. Are you all still here? We used to have the presence of God. What is my message to you? Our hearts needs to be changed. Our hearts needs to be transformed. Your heart, my heart, needs to be changed. Our hearts needs to be healed. Why? So that the presence of God can happen again. A true revival will produce not a program, but a spiritual awakening. How does revival work? When we have a true revival, God shows up and cleans the heart of man. You know why he wants to do that? So that he can dwell in our heart. In case you don't know about God, God will not dwell in an unclean temple. So revival is necessary in this church, in this community, in Central Louisiana. If we really want this community to be changed for the better, we need a revival. On the flip side, if we continue to roll with a heart that is not changed, the result is that we will become more and more religious, but not spiritual. We become a powerless bunch of people. We need a revival. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, today in many churches, what we have is what the Bible calls Ichabod. When you go home, go and do your research. I don't want a church where you're just going to feel good. I want you to get understanding. The meaning of Ichabod is a place where God has left. Can you handle the truth? Nice building, no presence. Good singing, no presence. Good preaching, no presence. Nice program, no power. What is my message to you? The churches in Central Louisiana need revival. Hey, don't turn me off. I'll say it again. The churches in Central Louisiana need revival. You say, brother pastor, hey, what about Chicago? What about New York? Where I have to stay in my lane. God didn't put me in New York. Oh, glory. Nothing personal. I got to be true to my calling. Why do we need revival? I'm glad you asked. For the sake of time, let me just point out the reason why we need revival is because condition of churches in our community is dry and dead. We are busy. We are doing a lot of things. Kudos. Thank God for every church under the sound of my voice. But what is missing is the life of God. What is missing is the presence of God. What is missing is the power of God. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We don't need a program. We need a revival. And God wants to do it. He wants to clean my heart. He wants to clean your heart. What is it that the church had before? That we lost it, that we need revival to bring it to life. I say, number one, the life of God. Number two, the presence of God. Number three, the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to teach the word of God. Many churches have rejected
on how to remain faithful.